The Friday Review
with Jacinta Parsons and Brian Nankervis
on ABC Radio Melbourne and Victoria.
This week, guitarist Evil Graham Lee talks about the Triffids song Wide Open Road.
I don't remember the first time I heard the song, but I can imagine the first time I heard the song. Dave would have brought it into a rehearsal, and he would have sung it probably with an acoustic guitar. And I think in the case of this song, he had pretty much figured out exactly how it was going to go. And we would have set about learning the various bits of it straight away, pretty much. In the case of Wide Open Road, he had a really, really good idea of what he wanted, including the drum machine, everything.
What do you think the secret is to that song's power? Because it really is a very powerful song.
To be honest, Brian, I think that sometimes people don't actually listen to the lyrics of that song. Sometimes people think it's a great driving song, but it's actually a song about betrayal and vengeance. You know, if you listen to it carefully, it's almost a murder ballad. So it's kind of a funny song to have become the best known Triffids song and to have become an Australian classic. If you do listen to the words, they are very powerful. It has that kind of anthemic chorus, but it really is quite a dark song.
So given that, why do you think it struck such a chord?
Brian, I have not the faintest idea.
You must have wondered, though.
I have wondered, yeah. You're right. I've often wondered. Personally speaking, it's not my favourite Triffids song. I do love the song. It's a mystery to me why that song of all of them stood out. But you know, lots of people like Steve Kilby says that if Springsteen had written and recorded it, it would be one of his biggest songs. What do you think?
I absolutely adore it. I find all the versions fabulous. I know weddings, parties, anything do a great version. In terms of what makes it so great, the vocal, I think it's the bass line, the drums.
Martin Casey, great bass player. And that, you're right, that is something that that's a very important element of the song. And there's also Jill's keyboard line, which I believe was the Calliope sound on a DX7. It was very cool at the time.
Back to the lyrics for a moment. David has said it evokes a stretch of highway in Western Australia where the band's hi-ace van came to grief with some kangaroos. Were you...
Yeah.
Apparently that happened regularly.
It did happen a few times, and I wasn't actually in the van at that time. The song was recorded in 85. And it was actually at Julian Wu's house.
That's right, in Melbourne.
After a night watching splatter movies. That might explain some of the almost violent imagery.
And eating fine barbecued food, if Julian
Wu...
Absolutely.
And the outro that I was mentioning before actually holds a clue to the actual characters in the song. Born Sandy Devotional as an album, Dave wrote around a theme, and the theme was unrequited love. And Wide Open Road is probably the most autobiographical of them all. And it was written in response to Dave's shattered dreams when the girl that he was involved with decided to go off after another songwriter. And the outro holds a clue to the identity of that songwriter. Can you guess?
Well, I think we'll all listen. Thank you for speaking to us. Now, there is a new album out, A Truckload of Sky, the Lost Songs,
yes,
of David McComb.
Yes.
You've been a big part of that.
Yeah, that's been a great thing to do. Started as a personal sort of almost vanity project with Rob McComb and myself. When we got a couple of songs into it, we thought, I think we might have to release this.
Artists like Angie Hart, Alex Gow,
yep.
Rob Snarsky.
Yeah, you can buy it from Bandcamp. And I believe that Bandcamp are waiving the Bandcamp fees so that this weekend, so that artists actually get a bit more money.
Graham, would you like to introduce this song?
Here's our best-known song, the true Australian classic, Wide Open Road.